You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
Weekend edition, early morning edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily edition. Eddie Greer III, Manhattan, Kansas here, recording this on an early sunrise on this Saturday, May 28th, 2022, part of Memorial Day weekend. Let's get right on into it, folks. We are still alive, folks, again in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. Last night, K-State stunned Texas Tech in extras last night to keep on moving. Woo! In this tournament, Josh Nikoloff squeezed bunt in the top of the 11th, so it scored Cole Johnson, which turned out to be the winning run in this game, a thriller. In Arlington last night, the Cats, after eliminating West Virginia on Thursday night and last night, no wonder, you know, I was checking in on this game periodically and wondering what was going on, obviously, there. But obviously, the Cats were facing eliminated. This was an elimination game, and so was the Red Raiders. The Red Raiders were getting, they got into this situation by losing to Oklahoma, which K-State will play here this afternoon at 12:30 Central Time. More on that in just a little bit there as well. So finally, I pretty much said it on this week's edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. They're overdue for one. They're overdue for one of these games to fall, these Texas Tech games to fall the Cats' way. And we hit it right on. Sorry to spoil a little bit. Oh, by the way, check out episode 101 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, folks. And I'll tell you about our new partner briefly here. Promo/partner here for the podcast here in a little bit. Well, actually, I will talked about in episode 101. And I'm going to be bringing it up to you periodically with these dailies as well, so stay tuned here for that. But yeah, absolutely exciting, thrilling game last night there. As I don't think I'm gonna have that here. Let's see. Do not, for whatever reason. But okay, I'm gonna finish this real quick. All right. So sorry for the squirrel moment. But yeah, 6-5 last night, with K-State winning in extra innings. And this is last year all over again, for the exception of the extra innings here, because they lost one game. We talked about that already. And then they came back to win the next two and then made things really spicy there. And then, of course, they got eliminated. But now comes the big thing. But first, let's just recap what took place in that 11th inning, which sent the Cats on to the semifinals, where they're going to have to beat Oklahoma two straight times. They're going to reach the championship game on Sunday. Cole Johnson reached on second base after an error, a drop fly ball to begin the inning there. And then Kalen Culpepper, the freshman, laid down a sacrifice bunt to move Cole to third. And then Josh Nikoloff did the rest, did another squeeze bunt there to basically seal the deal there. Coach P. Hughes afterwards saying it's a high character win for our program. The head coach talked about it after the thrilling game there. Could have packed it in a couple of days ago. Could have packed it in three or four different times during that game. Our guys just kept figuring out ways to win. That was a fun game. It was a good win for our team. Like I told our guys, we can feel good about it for a little while, but it's a quick turnaround. We got to figure out how to play great for an entire day tomorrow. So that is the quote there as well. So yeah, you're gonna have to beat Oklahoma twice today if you're gonna get to the Big 12 title. And we said all along, you're gonna have to win out. Pretty much you're gonna get to the regionals. Pete Hughes' squad, we're trying to pull something out of the hat, folks, here. We'll see what happens here at lunchtime down at Arlington today as K-State continues this stunning run here once again for the second year in a row, going deep in the Big 12 tournament here. The line here for K-State, 6 runs on 12 hits, no error baseball. They're going to have to do the same thing here. And my co-host Alex talked about it in this week's weekly edition. Yeah, well, pertaining to Oklahoma at least, that we thought Oklahoma was beatable, and they beat Oklahoma a few times. Or, well, actually once. Let me backtrack that once. Yeah, I just thought about that just now a little bit. Because that road series, we got slaughtered by OU the first two games, and then we managed to not get swept right there. They're guys like a Dominic Johnson, Nick Goodwin, Dylan Phillips, Kalen Culpepper, those type of guys. We're gonna need those type of performances if we're going to stay in this thing for sure. Texas Tech jumped out. Actually, K-State jumped out to a 3-0 lead early in this game, put a 3-spot in the second inning, and then Texas Tech added one in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Texas Tech had their big inning in the sixth inning, put up 3 runs to take the lead there before the Cats battled back with a cover behind in the later innings, added one in the seventh, then Texas Tech answered, and then K-State put on with their backs against the wall there, answered one with one in the ninth inning there. Ty Rule has been exceptional well in this postseason so far. He now goes to 5-2 on the year. And Beckel gets the loss. Texas Tech eliminated from this thing. And Dylan Phillips earns save number 8. How did he become a shutdown closer here in his junior campaign here? Maybe Pete Hughes should have inserted him in the close role last year there as well. Here to run down the final totals here. Brady Day went 2-for-5 in this game. He scored a run. He drew in a run here. Dom Johnson scored the winning run for K-State there. He also went 2-for-5 in this game, along with Nick Goodwin and Kalen Culpepper added 2 hits as well. So pretty much the stage is set. You got to win too, because Oklahoma did not play last night, obviously. So they're unbeaten in this thing, and you're going to have to hand Oklahoma 2 straight losses today to get yourself to the Big 12 title game. Can you do it? We'll find out for sure. So Pete Hughes, for whatever reason, in the Big 12 tournament with a backs against the wall, knows how to win in pressure situations. And that was definitely one of those times last night there. A thrilling game there. A cover behind win in extra innings last night to knock out the Texas Tech Red Raiders out of the Big 12 tournament. And now 2 big hurdles are in front of us now away from the Big 12 title game. You're going to have to go through Oklahoma to do it. First game's at 12:30. And if K-State were to win that game here, I'm going to have to look here for a second. Here, let's see. Let's see. 1-2. Actually, here, yeah, they're going to win 2 games there as well. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, it's a double elimination format, so Oklahoma's yet to win in this tournament here. So if K-State were to beat Oklahoma in this 12:30 game, it will be game 2. We'll be added on for a later time today. So if you're wanting to keep track of the Backcats this afternoon, Big 12 Now, ESPN Plus, 12:30 in the ESPN app. We'll have coverage of that. And radio coverage can be heard on the K-State Sports Radio Network with live audio streaming at kstatesports.com/watch. And I'll leave you with this here. It was for Kate. Last night was the Cats' first extra inning contest in its tournament, championship tournament, going back a few years ago to 2019 as well. The Cats getting it done after Texas Tech beat K-State in the first day, 5-3. We come back to eliminate the Red Raiders last night in extras. Big win for the Cats. Last night, the Pro Project Podcast is brought to you by our new sponsor, AutoFest 2022. I don't have the paper with me, but I haven't memorized the rally in the Valley, August 6th, behind Dream Car Collection Museum on Anderson Avenue as well. There's going to be a separate podcast giving you more information about that. Be on the lookout either. Well, now that the Cats have advanced, it'll be posted on Monday night edition of the Daily. So you're still going to get that as well. But we have more information. I described this more on episode 101. So very excited to have these guys on board. We're excited to promote their huge event, their inaugural car show event coming here to Manhattan, Kansas on August 6th. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to put things in a bowl right now in this edition. Stay tuned, folks. We will have, if the Cats were to move on to, if they were to beat Oklahoma two times today, we'll have recaps of that tomorrow morning once again. So definitely stay locked. You want more baseball coverage or anywhere else, track coverage, stay tuned for that as well. The Pro Project Podcast is the place to be. Eddie Greer III. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.